بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, dear visitors, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. It has now been 5 days since the end of the blessed month of Ramadan. The 3 days of Eid have passed, although nowadays for us this seems more like 3 weekends of Eid for all the gatherings and parties. But nonetheless, the days of Eid are actually 3, and they have also passed. Now is the time for us to preserve our gains from the month of Ramadan. The time to start evaluating ourselves, to check if the month of Ramadan actually made a difference in our lives or not. If all the acts of worship during the month of Ramadan, all the fasting that we did, all the standing in prayer, all the prayers, the supplications, the dua, the recitation of the Quran, did it make a difference in our lives or not? At this point, ideally, we want to be in a situation. We want to be in a situation where we are actually missing the month of Ramadan. That we are making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our deeds. And that He brings us, He takes us, He allows us to witness the next Ramadan, inshallah. And if we are not feeling this so much, if we are not feeling much of a change in our lives, if we are actually sort of glad that the month of Ramadan is gone now, then perhaps, you know, this is something to think about, to remember for next time around, inshallah, so that we can improve our experience, so that our experience during the month of Ramadan is so spiritually rewarding, so spiritually uplifting and exciting, that we actually miss the blessed nights and days of the month of Ramadan, and we yearn for it for the coming year, inshallah. As we have discussed in previous weeks, that one of the main purposes of fasting was to become more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to increase our level of taqwa, to increase the level of reverent fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also at the end of the injunctions regarding fasting, regarding the month of Ramadan, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, as I mentioned in the khutbah of Eid. So that you must glorify Allah. So all of these things have been prescribed so that you must glorify Allah for having guided you, so that you may be grateful. So that you may be grateful and thankful towards Him. So coming out of Allah, we should be, coming out of the month of Ramadan, we should be glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us. Right? That is why we were reciting the takbirat on the day of Eid. Right? We should be glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us and giving us the opportunity to do good. Giving us the ability to do good during the month of Ramadan. Giving us guidance so that we were able to recognize and appreciate and take advantage of the blessed month of Ramadan. Not so that we be glorifying ourselves. Not so that we be glorifying ourselves after the month of Ramadan. Right? Looking back at all our deeds and all the charity we gave and all the things that we did with good intentions, but we should not be glorifying ourselves, praising ourselves for what we have done. The glorification and the praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us the strength, who gave us the ability, who gave us the opportunity to take advantage and take benefit from the month of Ramadan. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you may become grateful, so that you may be thankful, so that you may be grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think back in time for a minute. Go back in time for a minute to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine yourself in the city of Medina to Munawwara. Imagine yourself in Medina at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine you are in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at night. The masjid does not look like anything like it looks like today. It's dark. It's dark. Imagine the home of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is dark at night. It is quiet. And there you see the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam standing in prayer. It is the middle of the night in darkness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is standing in prayer. And he is reciting verses of the Quran in prayer. And he is crying, he is weeping when he is doing that. And he is standing for so long. Imagine yourself, you're observing this, you're an observer. And you notice that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is standing so long in his prayer that his feet, his blessed feet, have become swollen. And the skin on his feet is cracking. Right? Imagine this in your mind right now. Most of us, if we were there, we would be excited, of course. But most of us would wonder what Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Most of us would have that same thought. She said, "O Prophet of Allah, why do you undergo so much hardship? Why do you undergo so much hardship despite the fact that Allah has pardoned for you your earlier and later sins?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven everything for you. So why do you go through so much hardship? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam responded, "Should I not prove myself to be a thankful servant? Should I not prove myself to be a thankful servant?" So this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go through that. This is the reason why he would be standing at night in prayer. Even though his feet were swollen. Imagine how long that must have been. Imagine how long that must have been. We pray, you know, we offer Taraweeh prayers in Ramadan. Some of the brothers, you know, who come from out of town, who maybe not be used to it, say, "Well, it was really long." I heard that, right? I told you. I said, "MashaAllah, your Taraweeh was so long." I said, "An hour and a half, 2 hours, it was so long." I said, "Well, you're just not used to it. You know, you got to come to Kingston, stay for a bit, you get used to it." So we stand for a bit, and, you know, we, it's still our feet, you know, maybe they go to sleep sometimes. We got to move our feet around, right? But they're not really getting swollen for the most part, not that I know of. If that's happening, let me know, inshallah, we'll do something about the left. But, you know, and our skin is not cracking. So you can imagine how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how long his prayer used to be. How much he would actually be standing in prayer if that was what actually was happening to his feet. Right? Yet the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would still do it. Why? To prove himself to be a thankful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn from this that ultimate thankfulness, the ultimate form of gratitude, is through our deeds. It's through our actions. So one of the effects of the month of Ramadan upon us should be that we are more grateful and thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, human nature is that when things are going good, when things are going smooth, right, we forget about the source of the blessings that we are enjoying. And so we enjoy our health, and we enjoy our youth, we enjoy all the free time that we have, use it for leisure, for different things. We enjoy the food that we eat every day. Right? We enjoy the comfort that shelter brings us. The luxuries that we have inside our homes, under the roof. We enjoy our different clothing. So today, most chances are, you open the wardrobe and you decided, okay, what should I wear today? Or perhaps your mom or your wife did that for you. But somebody went through clothes and most chances are, you had multiple pairs of clothes, multiple options, and you had the opportunity to choose and to decide which one would be right for today, for the weather, for the day, because it's Friday, you want to wear something nice, so on and so forth. But our cars we enjoy. Right? Cars we drive around, we enjoy. Our wealth. Right? We need money, we go to the bank account, we take out some money. We use our debit card, we use our credit card. Right? Alhamdulillah, we have wealth we use. The luxuries that we have, the safety and the security that we enjoy. So many things. Right. Every single aspect of our lives, the fact that I'm able to stand in front of you is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. The fact that I'm not on a wheelchair is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that I'm able to speak to you with a voice, this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that I have two hands to hold this iPad is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't think much about who has given us these blessings. Many times we don't even think about the blessings. Right? And we don't give much thanks to the one who has given us all of these things. But when a problem arises, And we talked about this in the month of Ramadan, and Allah mentions this in a number of verses in the Quran. That when a problem arises, right, when something unexpected happens, when something happens that we do not enjoy, we do not like, then we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Then we turn to Allah and make different du'as and different promises to Allah. Right? And many times we actually end up complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Right? So we end up disregarding all the good that we have, right, while focusing on the little bit of discomfort or a little bit of difficulty, and we complain sometimes even to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iblis, when he was kicked out, shaitan, the big shaitan, right? So when he was kicked out from the company of the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to get lost, told him to leave, right? He took a guess. He made an assumption. He took a guess and he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, that you will not find most of them to be grateful. This human being because of whom I have gotten into trouble, well, it was his own fault, but you know, Iblis, shaitan always like to try to blame other people, to blame others, right? So he's blaming the human being, right? Blaming the creation of Adam alayhi salam, and he's saying that he will not find most of them to be grateful. This was his assumption, his guess that he took, that this creation that Allah has created, most of them will not be grateful. And his assumption, his guess was actually correct. His assumption and his guess was actually correct. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ قَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, that very few from my slaves, very few from my servants are actually thankful. There's an interesting story that is mentioned in one of the tafsir books, that Umar ibn al-Khattab, Umar radiallahu anhu, he came across a man who was making this dua. He heard a man making the dua saying, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. Oh Allah, make me from among those who are few. He heard him making that dua. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, ma hadha dua? What is this dua that you are making, that oh Allah, make me from the few, from the people who are few, small in number? So the man said that I was intending this verse where Allah says, qaleelun min ibadiyya shakur, that few of my servants will be from amongst the thankful. So when I was making the dua saying, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel, or Allah, make me from those who are few, I was intending that Allah make me from those few who are grateful towards you. So Umar radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah, such great stature of the person, he says, kullu nasi a'lamu minka ya Umar. He said to himself that all of the people are more knowledgeable than you, O Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu told himself that, oh Umar, all the people are more knowledgeable than you. Okay? You're not able to figure that out. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. If you count the bounties of Allah, if you attempt to count the bounties of Allah, you cannot count them all. You cannot count them all. Attempt, try. Sit down one day, try to count every single blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. You will not be able to count them all. Allah is telling us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Surely Allah is most forgiving and very merciful. So if we, now this is something to think about. If we are not able to enumerate, if we are not able to thank, to count all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, then we also cannot give proper thanks to Allah for all of His blessings. Think about that. If you're not able to count, right, if you're not even able to recognize and realize all the blessings that Allah has blessed us with, then how are we going to give Him appropriate thanks for all of those blessings? We're not even able to count them all. We're not even able to enumerate them all. So how are we going to give complete and proper thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is why, one of the reasons, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his hand. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the hand of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, and he said, Ya Mu'adh, wallahi inni la uhibbuk. He says, oh Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you. Wallahi inni la uhibbuk. By Allah, I love you. Then he said, Usika ya Mu'adh, I advise you. So he says he loves him first. He told him that he loves him. Then he says, I advise you, O Mu'adh, لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة تقول. Do not fail to follow every prayer. Do not fail to follow every prayer by saying, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husn ibadatik. Oh Allah, help me to remember you, thank you, and worship you properly. He said, don't let any prayer go by Except that after which you say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. That, oh Allah, help me to remember you, thank you, and worship you properly. Even in doing that, we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? This is how weak we are. That's what Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Oh people, you are poor. You are needy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need Allah's help in everything. You need Allah's help in everything. If Allah didn't want me to breathe right now, I would be in a respirator. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that He didn't want us to do something, He didn't want something to happen, He didn't want to assist us in doing something, we would not be able to do it. We need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single action of ours. Even when it comes to the worship of Allah, even when it comes to the proper thankfulness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proper remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in that, we need to ask, seek assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's the dua? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. So even if you're not able to do it properly, we must try our best. So we may not be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. Even if we thank Allah for the rest of our lives, we may not be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly as He deserves, because His blessings are so many upon us. But even then, we must continuously try to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of His blessings. We still have to make an effort. Just because we are not able to accomplish something to perfection does not mean that we do not try at all. Remember this. Just because we are not able to accomplish something to perfection does not mean that we do not try at all. The trying is what counts. The trying is what matters. We must make an effort. So the question is how? So how should we be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly? In our worldly relations with one another, we are always concerned. Many times we are concerned about giving appropriate thanks to people. Right? So if we get a wedding gift on our wedding, we want to make sure that when we go to that person's child's wedding, we want to make sure we give a gift which was appropriate, which was, you know, which can reciprocate the gift that we received, that we can give proper thanks. If somebody does us a favor many times, well, we're becoming more and more selfish, but many times we still try to return that favor, to be kind towards that person as well. Right? Somebody comes to our events, takes part in something that we wanted them to take part in, we send a thank you note, right? Or we send a card, or we invite someone, a speaker, someone comes, we give them a token of appreciation. Right? So we are all, many times we're concerned about giving thanks and appropriate thanks to others. So this is for our worldly matters. So how can we thank then the one who has given us everything? The one who is responsible for bestowing upon us all the blessings that we enjoy. So many that we don't even realize them. Right? Because thanks is due for everything that we have. Everything that Allah has blessed us with, thanks is due for them. So the goal should be to make our entire existence, the goal should be to make our entire existence a form of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I make my entire existence, every single second of my life, every single breath that I take, every single step that I take, a form of thanks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So how can we do that? How can we do that? So the scholars mentioned three ways of doing it. Three ways to do it as best as we can, to do it as properly as we can. So the first one is to have gratitude inside our heart. To have gratitude and thankfulness inside our heart so we actually feel it. Secondly, to have gratitude of the tongue. And thirdly, to have gratitude of the physical faculty. So three levels of gratitude, and we should try to aim to have all of these in our lives, all three of them. Right? So the first one, the heart. So that our heart becomes such that it senses the value of the blessings that Allah has bestowed upon us. So that our heart truly understands, appreciates, believes that the one who has bestowed all of these blessings upon us is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this belief is obligatory. This is something that we must believe in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. That whatever blessing you have is from Allah. Whatever blessing you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So understand that, appreciate that, feel that, believe in that in your heart. So that your heart understands very clearly and believes that whatever good that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any blessings that you enjoy, even if you have made an effort, even if you have worked hard in your business, even if you have made smart decisions according to your own understanding regarding your investments, right? Whatever choices you have made, yes, you have made an effort, you have made choices. But in the end, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who decided to bless you, and therefore you got that. There are so many people who make the same decisions that you have made, who may make more of an effort than you have, yet they are not blessed. People who have had more wealth, who've made more investments, yet they are at zero right now, they're in debt. People who have worked much harder than you have for your work and your business, yet they are not as blessed as you are. So whatever has come through the blessing and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah may have used you, got you to put in some effort, to use your brain, your mind, your intelligence, which is important. But at the end of the day, whatever has come to you, any good that has come to you has all come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fully acknowledge that, appreciate that, believe that inside your heart. Secondly, with the tongue then, acknowledge that verbally. Acknowledge verbally that indeed it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed you with everything. And try to keep your tongue busy in the remembrance and the thanks of the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ الْأَكْلَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. Allah is pleased with a person. You want Allah to be pleased with you. Everyone wants Allah to be pleased with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with a person who eats some food and then praises Him for it. He takes food, he enjoys the blessing, and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't forget Allah. He doesn't forget Allah. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thanks. Or yashrab ash-sharbata fayahmaduhu alayha. Or who drinks some drink, drink of water, drink of juice, halal drink obviously, and then praises Him for it. Praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Allah is pleased with that person. Why? Because this person has enjoyed the blessings that Allah had bestowed upon him or her, and then immediately remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanked and appreciated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing. So appreciate and thank Allah with your heart first, with your tongue, and finally using your physical faculties. Using your tools, the strength that Allah has given you, right? Your senses, physically in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use them to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep them from committing sins and acts of disobedience against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those acts which Allah has forbidden. Those acts that Allah has forbidden. So the pious predecessors, they would say, the gratitude means, meaning showing thanks to Allah means, not using any blessing to help one to disobey. Not using any of the blessings to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is short, it's only one sentence. Think about it though. Think how deep it is. Right? All the blessings that Allah has given you, you don't want to use any of them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your eyes. You want to make sure that whatever you're looking at does not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because otherwise, this is a great blessing of Allah which you will be using to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you want to be careful about that. Your hands. How you use your hands. What you're touching. What you're feeling. Who you're touching, what you're typing, all of these things. You don't want to use your hands to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your feet, a great blessing of Allah. You don't want to use your feet to work towards sin, to take you to places of sin, to take you to people who will commit sins and get you to commit sins as well. Any way, shape or form in which these blessings can be used to disobey Allah, you want to stay away from those. Right? Our wealth. Right? Where we spend our wealth. Are we wasting our wealth? This is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we using it for actions which are sinful? This is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Our health, the free time that we have, the two blessings. The two blessings that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that people don't appreciate, they don't take care of properly. Health and free time. The blessings of Allah. How are you using your free time? How are you using your healthy body? Are you using it to disobey Allah through your actions? Are you using your free time? You sit at home, you say, okay, I have free time now, I need to kill some time. Time is something that does not need to be killed, my friends. It is something that should be valued and appreciated and used, not killed. Don't kill time. Okay, you think about time you have, it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I use it to obey Allah, not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now this is why the Prophet ﷺ would offer those prayers I was talking about, even though his feet would get swollen and his skin would get cracked. Using those physical strength, the physical strength and the time that we have, the health we have, to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every way possible. One of the worst things that we can do is to take a gift and use it against the one who gave it to us. Somebody gives you a gift. You take it and then you use it to conspire against that person, to hurt that person, to disobey that person. Is this thankfulness? No, it is not, my dear brothers and sisters. So the key is to strive for complete obedience and avoiding any type of disobedience. So there's different levels. So we do the right thing because we are afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do the right thing because we are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do the right thing because we believe in His promises of Jannah. We want that. We want to stay away from His promises of Jahannam. We want to stay away from that. Right? So we do it for that. But one of the highest levels is we do it because we want to show thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do it out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we want to thank Him for everything that He has given us. We don't want to disobey Him and gain His displeasure by denying all the blessings that He has given us. So we must strive to give constant thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through all our actions, our deeds, every single way. So again, number one, recognize, believe in our hearts that Allah, that all is from Allah. We thank Allah for all His blessings in all situations. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. In all situations we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we always have blessings to be thankful for, no matter how dire, how difficult the situation may be. No matter how difficult or dire the situation may be, there are always blessings that Allah has bestowed upon us. There are always people in more difficult situations and more trouble than us. So always, always try to focus on the positive, on thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, acknowledge with your tongue. So praise Allah. Attribute success to Allah. Attribute your success to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally. If somebody tells you you did a good job, you say, Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. I thank Allah for whatever I have been able to do. It was not out of my own doing. It was only because Allah allowed me, Allah gave me the strength and the opportunity and the ability to do it. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verbally attribute success to Allah. Use phrases, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, and mean them as well, right? If you get used to it, you say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Yes, it's good. But mean it as well when you say it. Okay, think about the du'as, the different supplications the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. Before sleeping, after waking up, before eating, after eating, while riding in a car, while arriving home, so on and so forth. All of these are, what do they allow us to do? They allow us to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to attribute success towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, most importantly, constantly work to ensure that our bodies, our faculties, our tools, our senses, all the opportunities that Allah has blessed us with are used for His obedience and not for His disobedience. They are used for His obedience and not for His disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about people which we don't want to be like. People we don't want to be like. Allah says, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. We don't want to be like these people. Allah says they are aware of Allah's favor. They are aware. So when you're hearing me talk about all these blessings, you're aware. We know, yes, Allah has blessed us. Yet, ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا, they deny it. They are aware of Allah's favor, yet they still deny it. We don't want to be people like that. Right? We want to appreciate, understand, be aware of Allah's favor, and also act accordingly so that we ensure that every step of the way, we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not disobeying and rejecting. We are not disobeying Him and rejecting His favors. But dear brothers, if you can just fill in some of the gaps, please, and make some more space. There are many brothers waiting outside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. This is the beauty of it all. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you give thanks, I will give you more. This is the beauty of it. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you give thanks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will give you more. I will bless you even more. So be thankful servants. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, let's take the time to reflect on thankfulness. Because this should be one of the positive side effects, one of the benefits of the month of Ramadan, that we are more thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you make your heart more thankful? How can you appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more? How can you make your tongue thankful so that you attribute success, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? you attribute success towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you praise Him and thank Him through your tongue. And most importantly, my dear brothers and sisters, how can your actions become those as the actions of those who are thankful? How can your actions become the actions of the thankful, not the actions of the rejecters of blessings, not the actions of those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not appreciate His blessings? One of the ways of doing this is to go the extra mile. Make that extra effort when it comes to worship. Right? Not because you have to. Many of the things we do in worship is because we have to. We feel compelled. We know we're supposed to do it. You're supposed to be here for Jum'ah today. MashaAllah, that's why you're all here today. Right? You're supposed to offer your prayer. You're supposed to give zakat. You're supposed to fast. We know these things we're supposed to do, which is good. Of course, it's very important. But try to take the extra mile, go forward, and do things you want to willingly, because you want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because you have to, but because you want to. You want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to express your appreciation. You want to take the extra step. You know, we did that in Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Most of us took that opportunity in one way or the other to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do actions which were extra in the month of Ramadan, to thank Allah. Let's try to continue some of that forward, some of that afterwards, and after the month of Ramadan, so that we take those gains, we take those good habits, and we apply them in one way or the other, in some way at least, after the month of Ramadan, so we can continue to become increasingly thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not so that we start going the other way, where we start sliding down, start forgetting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and start rejecting the blessings of Allah. That is something we do not want to do. Let's all become grateful servants, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah accept all of your deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you forgiveness in His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all those who are grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our tongues, our hearts, and most importantly through our actions. Ameen.